The power of the hive, this time on Culturefile. This week's Man Booker long list has one entry more surprising than all the others, Paul Kingsnorth's The Wake, the first novel to make the list, published through the crowdfunding platform Unbound, which allows said crowd to fund as yet unwritten books. Even before the Booker coup, the growing power of Unbound to get books into print by sidestepping traditional publishing has seen a leak of familiar writers taking to Unbound, from polymath Jonathan Meads to our guest this time, gardener and newspaper columnist Alice Fowler. Fowler turned to the hive mind and its credit card to get her quirky epistolary love letter to bees and other insects funded. Caroline Hennessy reports.
I chose to go a kind of unconventional route in terms of publishing, and I've gone with a new publisher called Unbound, and part of the Unbound process is to crowdfund the book. So people can buy the book at certain different levels, like you can buy a digital version or a hardback that's signed or like special edition, and then they cost various different amounts of money, and that raises enough money for you to be able to put the book on a boat to China and have it return as proper printed matter. And so we're still very much writing it, because you spend the time crowdfunding it to raise the money, and then you write it, and I hope to get it on a boat sometime in September.
And it's a very new way of funding a book, and you've already been the conventional publishing route, and so this is a very different turnaround.
Yeah, it is. And it's a kind of roller coaster of a ride for me at the moment, because it's so different and it's so exhilarating, because the book really has become this community sort of project. All the people who subscribe to it, you know, are very much involved, or at least I feel they're very much involved in the writing process, because you constantly tell them where you're at, and then also you're going to visit some of them because they've paid for, you know, extra special things and whatnot. So for traditional publishing, there is this idea that there is this reader, but they're far off somewhere else, you know, and you're not quite sure who they are, and anyhow, that's another world and you don't worry about it. I have a list of people who pre-ordered this book. I know I have a reader, and that sort of changes everything about it. There's some brilliant things about that, because you think, wow, I already, you guys have invested in my dream in a way nobody else ever has. And then there's this sort of terrifying moment where you think, I know you are, I am writing for you, I need to worry about what you know, like, so you're sort of, there's moments where I really have to stop myself and go, no, I'm still writing for me, and then hopefully that will be for other people too, because you can come overwhelmed by this list of names. It has a working title, which is called Letters to the Beekeeper. And at certain points, it's been A Letter to the Beekeeper. And who knows what its end title will be. The nice thing about it is, because you know all your subscribers and you have contact with them, you can say, look, I'm not too sure about this title. What does everybody else feel? And so you can have a like level of response, or I'm not too sure about this front cover. Which one does people like the most? And I like that element of kind of really including the reader into the process.
Why did you decide to go the crowdfunding route for this book?
The honest reason is traditional publishers rejected it. And I am the sort of person where everybody tells me I can't do something, I think, well, damn you, I will then. So part of it was slightly me wanting to prove a point, I suppose, at the very beginning, about saying, no, look, I think this is a good idea and I think people will be behind it. But also I really wanted to take control, not because I'm a control freak, but because I'm really not, but because I wanted to know what it felt like to have all the responsibility of the book. I began to feel that traditional publishing had become slightly monetized for me. And I wanted to go back to a place where it was because I needed to do it. Not for any monetary purpose, but because creatively I need to put certain kind of work out there. And by extracting the money away from it, because I haven't paid myself in this whole process, I won't make money until I sell the very first book. has reminded me what it was like when I was first starting to publish, when the joy of doing it was to be a voice out there rather than to think this is my paycheck. There's this moment when you publish your first book where you go wholeheartedly, you throw every bit of yourself into it. And somebody said, you know, really savor this because you'll never get this moment back. And when I went to Unbound and as this process started, I thought, I can have this moment back, actually. I can be back there with this kind of this baby, I suppose, which is my work. There's something about the transparency and honesty of this process that is really making me, you know, go back to what I feel like are my roots in writing, I suppose.
And I suppose with the topic, that's all about a hive and about community, and
yes.
you've got that kind of element of it as well.
Within the kind of design and the ideas and all of that is this sense that is kind of, I suppose, perfectly encapsulated within the honeybee, which is, yes, we're all individuals, but collectively we make something bigger, better, more extraordinary, or we could do if we pull together. And I suppose that is, yeah, one of the themes over and over again. Your small gesture matters. Every little bit does make a difference. Every garden that cares about every single bee, collectively, we can maybe push and make a change that we need within our environment.
Alice Fowler there talking to Caroline Hennessy, and if you want a piece of that action, or indeed an ebook or hardback when the book is finished, head to unbound.co.uk and look for Letters to a Beekeeper. And while you're there, surely there's a book you want to pitch.